You're one of 170 million Americans who stay informed and get inspired by using public media every month. That's more than half the country. Now more than ever, public media needs your support. Add your voice to 170 million Americans for public broadcasting. Make sure the programming you need in our community stays in our community. Get connected at 170millionamericans.org. Good evening. I'm Sun Bell, and this evening I've got a very special guest that will be coming on air about a quarter after the hour, and that is Robert Urban, who is producer, songwriter, award-winning songwriter and musician, multi-talented, and I think you'll look forward to this interview. And before we get into that, I've got a few other songs I'm going to play for you, and I also have a world premiere of one of his brand new songs that I'm going to be playing for you as well. So I'd like to bring to your attention that Women's History Month has special meaning for the County of Sonoma Commission on the Status of Women, because the very first Women's History Week was observed in 1978 through the efforts of the Education Task Force of the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women. Since 1981, through the efforts of Molly McGregor and the National Women's History Project, the month of March has been observed nationally as Women's History Month. This year, the Women's Commission is sponsoring a Women Honoring Women luncheon on March 27th from 11:30 to 3 at Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park. The cost of the luncheon is $35, and all proceeds go to a scholarship fund at the SRJC Foundation. Guests to be honored that day are former Senator Pat Wiggins and Molly McGregor of the Women's History Project. Supervisor Shirley Zane will introduce the honorees. Contact the commission at csw@sonoma-county.org or call 565-2693. So here's a little song by Melissa Etheridge called Nervous to start the show off.
Well, I grew up in silence. From silence I
began. Sorry about that. We got the wrong song going. Let's try that again.
Tonight, hey, hey. Heart pounds, hands
can't tell.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, March 13th, 2011. House Speaker John Boehner said the House Council will defend the federal ban on gay marriage now that the Obama administration won't. A five-member House panel on Wednesday voted 3-2 along party lines to direct the House Council to come up with a legal defense for the 1996 law. The Obama administration has directed the Justice Department to stop defending the law in court because White House officials believe it's unconstitutional. Boehner said the law's constitutionality should be decided by a court, not by the president. Meanwhile, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who voted against the directive, says the defense will be lengthy and expensive. According to the LA Times, Bonnie DeMonis, the San Diego County District Attorney, plans to run for mayor next year. DeMonis, 59 years old, made the announcement on Tuesday in an email to friends. She was first elected as district attorney in 2002 and was the first openly gay district attorney in the United States. DeMonis promised to end the rancor that's gripped City Hall over pension issues, taxation, and budget cutting. And here locally, Congregation Near Shalom will present a panel of delegates from the Israeli Gay Youth Organization for an evening of conversation about Israel from a queer youth perspective at the Congregation Synagogue located at 85 La Plaza in Cotati. This event will take place on Wednesday, March 16th at 7 p.m. The Israeli Gay Youth Organization was founded in 2002. This group offers outreach programs that empower teens and train them to be future leaders of not only the gay community, but of Israeli society. The group's profile in Israel and internationally was heightened in August 2009 after a tragic shooting at an IGY gathering, which left two young people dead and others wounded. Since then, IGY has seen a huge increase in participation and now offers 40 different programs in more than 25 cities. Erwin Keller, who served as the Congregation Near Shalom's lay rabbi for 2.5 years, was approached by colleagues of his at the Bureau of Jewish Education about hosting the panel here in Sonoma County. Keller and the congregation jumped at the chance. Keller was especially interested because not only is he openly gay, but he is also a member of the musical group Kinsey Six. Keller said, "We're eager to make sure that queer Israeli teens feel truly welcomed by American Jews. We look forward to hearing about their experiences and understanding more about what it's like to come out in Israel in this day and age. And we're eager to open our doors to queers and allies from around the world who may not yet have wandered across our threshold." The synagogue was formed in 1982 by a small group of people who wanted to create a congregation affiliated with the revolutionist movement of Judaism. They were without a home for many years, but continued to hold services and school sessions in a variety of locations. They found a permanent home when they acquired their building in 1994, and the congregation is presently one-quarter LGBT members. Keller added, "This is queer participation and leadership at every level. The congregation invited me into my position, both knowing and delighted that my primary job is as a singing drag queen in the Kinsey Six. My sermons sometimes contain explicit queer content and always reflect my queer experience. So culturally, we're not a mainstream kind of place that has to go about accepting LGBT people. Queer experience is one of the viewpoints smack dab in the center of our communal and spiritual life, and the straight people in our community dig it. They're wonderful allies." For more information about this event, check out their website at www.nearshalom.org. And finally, our hearts go out to everyone in Japan who suffered a loss as a result of this week's huge earthquake, in fact, the largest earthquake in recorded history. Now here's your community calendar for this coming week. On Monday, March 14th at 7 o'clock p.m., Jesse's parent support group will meet at Positive Images, located at 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. This support group is led by Jesse, who speaks both English and Spanish. All parents are welcome. And on Tuesday, March 15th at 7 p.m., Out and About, a new social group here in Santa Rosa, hosts their Santa Rosa Meetup Night. To participate, go to www.meetup.com/outandaboutSantaRosa. And on Thursday, March 17th at 7 p.m., the Positive Images Youth Group meets for their weekly meeting at Santa Rosa High School. For more information about these events, go to www.gaysonoma.com. And if you have an event you'd like to share with our listeners, you can tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side, with Sun Bell.
Folks, let's see. I've got another song coming up here. That was Rachel Sage with Big Star off of her Delancey Street CD. And I have Robert Urban on the line, and I'm going to start off by playing you a song of his called Be Paused. It's a world premiere. So here we go, and then we'll go right into interviewing with Robert Urban.
Misled and almost gone, a suffering shot. You fade away, I roll my head, it's so cruel. So unprepared for what came next, chokingly cold. Noose round her neck, push to the edge, it's no joke.
All right. right, folks. Are you there, Mr. Robert? Hello? We're going to get this right here. Are you there yet? Hello? Hello? Are we on with Mr. Robert yet? Let's see here. We're working on it. Trying to get up there here. Are we there yet, Mr. Robert? Hello, Robert? Let's see. What's going on here? Trying to get you there. Are you there yet? You there, Robert? Uh-oh. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. We are working on it. Are you there? Testing. You there, Robert? Hello? Are you there now?
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what happened. I could hear you, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, sometimes the buttons don't click in exactly right. You know how it is.
That's okay. Now, let me make just one little correction on the song that you played first. The song is Be Paused.
Yes.
That is a song that I produced and arranged, and I'm playing guitar and other instruments on it, but the song is by lesbian recording artist Martina Downey, and I produced it for her in the studio, and that's her singing in it.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm very impressed with your multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, and publisher title.
Oh, shucks.
Along with award-winning songwriter, which is how I first became aware of you through Out Music.
Yes.
And you know,
I think we were both nominated in the same year. I have a memory. Didn't you have a nomination in Out Music?
Yes, it was for Best Recording, New Recording Band for
yes.
Songs for the Wild.
And by the way, I saw your picture, your recent picture on Facebook. I love the haircut.
Oh, thank you.
I hadn't seen a photo of you in a few years, and although I love the long silver hair that, you know, Even I've had to cut my hair recently. I had it long for a long time, but you know, there just comes a time.
Yes, there does. Changes are good, though. You know,
uh-huh.
And you're gorgeous. In case you know, the audience out there, the listeners have never looked at your website, which is roberturban.com. They will find you to be very gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. I'm gee, gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's the first.
So, Robert, you know, I went to your website and looked up some of the things that you do that I already knew about, but, you know, I also noticed that you're into gardening.
Yes.
It's like, when do you find the time for all of this?
Well, gardening is like, it's like what I do in the daytime. Music, you know, inevitably mostly happens at night.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I have more time, I've always loved it. My father was a gardener, and he taught me everything I know. And I suppose I could say this. Sometimes in life there's not too much that a gay son can share with his dad, but somehow in our life I was able to share gardening with him, and he's passed on now, but I get to remember him in a positive way through the gardening I do, and it's really just kind of nice. And anyway, I live in Manhattan, and so I took my gardening skills, which came from Connecticut, and I do townhouses, and I do the millionaires' townhouses, and I have a great time doing it. I spend my days with the flowers.
Fabulous! I love gardening too. It really helps relax us. And,
oh yeah.
You know, there's nothing like being in nature.
And in California, you have such wonderful sun and rain, and it's great, great gardens out there.
Yeah, we're very fortunate with that, and you know, there's just, you know, a good wherever you go. You just have to find it. That's all. That's the way I believe, anyway.
Yeah. And by the way, in this world where the whole planet is like slipping into some weird virtual fake CGI version of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Gardening really keeps you connected to, like, the last real connection with nature.
Absolutely.
Just slipping away, but I'm really just fortunate to have that connection.
You know, I was really just fascinated by how you started out, and why don't you speak to our listeners a little bit about your beginnings in music, because it's very fascinating that you come from both a classical and a rock background.
Oh, well, yeah, it first was, the rock came first, and I wish I had, I actually started late in here's the little lesson, if I can pass something on to the listeners. I was what you'd really call a late starter. I was in pretty much in high school when I really started doing music, and I went to a Jethro Tull concert and fell in love with the flute. And so after high school, I found myself in college, and I was majoring in philosophy, but I started doing music more and more, so I just jumped into, I was actually learning how to sight read in college, when, and it was very competitive and difficult, but I just really put in my 10,000 hours and caught up, and I love classical music. To me, classical music is really heavy rock music.
Yeah, I agree. The very first rock and roll, really.
Yes, it really is, and when you can appreciate both or get to do both, you can really see the connection, and you can see that they're not really so far away. I mean, maybe hip-hop is kind of divorced from classical music, but classic rock and classic music is really two different faces of the same thing.
And, you know, we were really fortunate that we had the opportunity to experience band in high school get the exposure to classical and different kinds of music. And, you know, that's one of the things that just is really disappointing now, that they're trying to take all of that out of the schools.
Yeah. I don't envy kids for what they – we were so lucky. Not only were we lucky in that, we were lucky in that when we were young – and if I may talk about maybe generally speaking, the Beatles and the British Invasion and the great psychedelia rock movement – when you know, if you wanted to know which way the wind blew when we were kids, you listened to music.
Yes.
They were powerful people. They were leaders. They changed the world. And you just can't say anything like that about, like, American Idol or just...
No.
it's all just shadows and copies of something original. And we were really, really lucky to just be there with that great music explosion.
Absolutely. And speaking of early music, who were some of your mentors when you were coming into the awareness of music?
Well, as I said, Jethro Tull would certainly be one of them. Mm-hmm. I was a very, very little kid, but I really liked music even when I was very young. And I remember the Beatles, and the Beatles trump everything. I could just continue on with the Rolling Stones and all the great British Invasion bands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my personal favorite is the big blossoming of late 60s music that would be like Cream and Jimi Hendrix. And I just think that stuff is the best.
And you seem to have a little bit of a touch, I don't know if this is true or not, of David Bowie in your system, too.
I think so. People say that, and I don't get it as much as apparently what everyone else gets. I think it may be because, well, here's the funny thing is, you see, I always assumed he was gay, and I guess he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But and when people say I'm kind of like David Bowie, to me, they're seeing the gay David Bowie in me, and now he's not gay, so I don't know what to make of the analogy at all anymore.
I guess for me more, it's just, you know, he has that theatrical side, and
yeah.
you seem to have a little bit of that in you.
I think so, and it's a kind of a British, I think there's a British approach. I happened to, when I was doing legit, after I left college, I went to New York and did legit singing, and I ended up in a Gilbert and Sullivan troupe, and I've done all 14 Gilbert and Sullivan operas, and your diction while you're singing becomes so good. I don't think I ever lost it. So even when I sing in rock, it's that kind of David Bowie clearly enunciated words.
Yes.
So there's a little of that in it, too.
Yeah. For me, it's the theatrical part of you that brings that out. But you definitely have a very unique style of your own that, you know, even though as musicians we get compared to other people through our lifetimes constantly, there, you know, the aspect of you definitely shines out and, you know, brings who you are out in your music. Absolutely.
Oh, thanks.
Absolutely.
That's about as nice a compliment as anyone could get.
Well, yeah.
I really love playing the guitar, and the guitar has always been a big part of what I do. And it was a little strange for me as I began. I was already out, you know, sexually speaking. But when we started talking about out music, you know, where kind of like in the 1990s when the lyrics were out, you know, and self-identified. I actually had a hard time of it. There were many more gay guys could associate with, like a George Michael or an Elton John, and I spent my life in rock bands with straight guys. So I just kept one foot in a kind of a straight rock and roll. And I think that kind of gave me a uniqueness within gay music.
Absolutely. I feel the same way with myself too. I was always more on the rock edge than.
I can see that. I can see that in you, and I actually like it because, in a way, we had to fight for our place in music.
Yes, we did.
In the world of electric guitar, that is just like that's like such a masculinity symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what women had to go through in rock to try to have a band, you know, when guys were just claiming it as their own.
Right.
So, but you can imagine what they thought of a gay guy trying to do it. It's like dare I wield the greatest phallic symbol of the 20th century? And yes, I did, and it kind of gave us strength, I think.
Absolutely, I think it did too. Gave us the, you know, what's to stand up there and do what we had to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll play with anyone now, man. I one of the things that straight guys do to gay guys is they browbeat them down, you know, in a way. And I just am happy that they can't browbeat me down in this area anymore.
Right on. Do you come from a musical family?
No, not really. My mother was a war bride from Italy, and while she was very, I know she's the source of whatever artistry there is in me. I know the source is her, but the, you know, the world at war interrupted her life when she was young, and so that's where I get it. But there are no other musicians in my family.
Were they supportive to you when you came out? Were you able to come out to your family?
I think yes. The thing is, I'm really, really lucky that my family, neither my father nor my mother, opposed me, or in a way they didn't quite know what to make of this kid who. On one hand was so crazy and artsy, but I knew who I was sexually from a young age, and they kind of let it be. They never tried to discourage me. I'm really, really fortunate in that, because I'm sure you know just from talking to friends and people what so many LGBT people have to go through in their youth. I'm just really lucky. I know that my mom, I know that it was okay with my mom.
That's wonderful. It's good to have, even if it's just, you know, part support, it's wonderful to have that come from family.
Yeah.
What would you consider the most difficult moment that you've had to deal with in your music career?
Oh, wow. Well, there was the decision after college. I tried to be a legit singer. I came to New York and was singing classical. I was getting little roles in operas here and there, and legit, and I kind of fancied myself maybe, you know, musical theater. But the rocker in me just, it just kept nagging at me. I kept dragging my guitar and my amp to every apartment that I lived in as I bounced around New York City. And I sort of became at odds with myself. And it just wouldn't let go. This young, my teenage rock band experience, it just wouldn't let go. And finally it won out. So I had to kind of throw away this whole career on one end, but just let the other one come out.
Fabulous. Well, you know, since I mentioned your world premiere song, I would like to play that. And
great.
We'll take a little break talking here, and I'd like to let everybody know that this song is called The Way to You. Is there anything you would like to add to that?
Well, it's just kind of a crazy devotional song, and it's through the lyrics, it's not quite clear whether the singer is seeking a lover or is seeking a redeemer or is just seeking the truth in life.
Okay.
And it gives me a chance to really crank on guitar, too.
Fabulous. Here we go, folks. The world premiere, The Way to You.
Tell me another one of your lies.
All the days of pain are now behind us. As the light of possibility surrounds us.
I'm taking the time to tell you just what goes on in my mind. I don't want to buy or sell you. I just want to know how to find. Just wanna know how to find the way to you. Ooh. For you, my ego withers. I lose control and I fall into the blue. And all my tears are rivers flowing ever onward into you.
The beat within my heart is now arising. As the heat to light, the spark comes out of hiding.
I'm taking the time to tell you just what goes on in my mind. I don't want to buy or sell you. I just wanna know how to find. I just wanna know how to find the way to you. Find the way to you.
Hey!
Find the way.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful. You know, I noticed that you've been with a partner for quite a few years.
Yes, I've been, oh, Lordy, I'm going to get in trouble. You know, when it's been a long time, I believe it's 22 years.
Wow.
That's my partner, Morgan. Yes.
That is wonderful. And, you know, you're a very handsome couple.
Oh, thanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
And he's the best.
Well, he looks like he gives you a lot of support. Just, you know, if you can stay with somebody that long, you've got to have some support coming at you.
yeah, you do. And he has a lot of patience. And here's another thing that I bet you and perhaps some of the listeners know is if you're gonna fall for a musician, you have to have a lot of patience and not become jealous of the music.
Yes.
And if you can learn that, we're really not that bad. We're very childish. And if you just let us do our music, we'll be very loyal to you forever. but problems happen when, you know, some people just have a personality where they become jealous because they could see that, you know, music is the real focus in their partner's life, but you can't see it that way. You just have to kind of let it happen.
Absolutely. And all the fans that are, you know, coming up to you to talk to you all the time and just,
yeah,
you know, that it does take a special person to be with us, that's for sure.
To me, it's just even just the hours of practice
where
where you actually say, no, I'm sorry, I want to go sit in this little room for 3 hours alone and play my guitar rather than sit and talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And that's hard. That's hard for some people.
Yes, it is. So, you know, in the songwriting structure, do you have any kind of formula you follow, inspiration, any particular way that you go about that?
Wow. I think I like to follow several different ways of doing it. As far as in a song with singing and words, there are lots of times when I spend, I suppose this is like the scrambled eggs yesterday model for Paul McCartney. I'll just sing anything where I'm really just hearing the melody and the words are secondary.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more so, I also write poems, and I wish I would do this more. Sometimes I've learned to take a poem and put it to music just the way it is, not to try to make it rhyme or change the words, but to make the words the first and foremost. So there's those two ways where the words come first, and the other way is where there's really the melody comes first, and then you just fill in any kind of words that just sound good. I think John Anderson in Yes does that, because the words in Yes, like, they don't make any sense at all, but they just sound so beautiful.
Yeah. And since you mentioned your poetry, I'd like to let everybody know that you have a book called Abominations.
Yes.
Which is your poetry book.
Yeah, and several of those poems have gotten turned into songs on my CDs.
Yeah, I'm sure they have.
And as far as I really use all different kinds of formulas as far as the, you know, verse chorus goes. You know, that it's been, you know, this is another thing about how lucky we were. We were around and we were young and vibrant when all the nice structures of songs were all created and played through and through. We've had like 50 years of rock now, and it really hasn't changed much. They're just repeating the formula over and over again.
That's true.
And so I like to, more and more so, I like to experiment with tweaking. I try to make it so that the ear is, it's just not quite what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's fun to do. I like to play with people's heads like that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And it challenges us even more.
Yes, it does.
You know, it gives us an opportunity to step outside the box for a while.
And it also helps pop music go in new directions. I have to tell you, you know, many times it could be, you know, you could have four teenagers in a room and they, you know, they don't understand music, but they just have an inspiration. And many times not knowing a lot about music by the very fact that they don't know what they're doing, they stumble upon something very, very original.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many great rock bands have done this, and that's also a viable way where you don't really know why it works, but it works.
Yes.
There's all kinds of things like The Police or U2 or spooky bands like Nirvana where you don't quite understand why it works so well, but it does.
Yeah, that's very true. You seem like a man who follows your head and your heart, like you're not one-sided on either one of those, and I also notice that you tend to give back to the community a lot, the LGBT community as well as the global community, from things that you're doing on your website. And, you know, I highly recommend people to go to roberturban.com and to just read what you have there and to get to know you even a little more through that. And I'd like to ask you, you know, I asked you what was the most difficult moment in your career. What would you consider to be your most proud moment in your musical accomplishments?
Oh, wow. I was taking some graduate courses at Yale University in music after I had gotten my undergraduate degree, and I got this gig. The Yale Orchestra was doing an all Beethoven concert, and I got to conduct it. And I got to conduct full symphony orchestra and really professional musicians. I studied that score. I was so petrified. But I was really high that night with music.
Oh,
I was
okay.
I remember that evening. That was a very special night for me.
That's wonderful. That would be a big one.
Oh, yeah, it was just, you know, we talk. I mean, I know rock is big and bombastic, and I've had great rock gigs. You know, I've great opportunities, but there was just something about. We had to find four French horn players for this, because the Egmont Overture called for four French horn players, and just finding that and rehearsing them in a full string section. It was really exciting. I must say.
That's wonderful. If you could say something to words of wisdom to other struggling and new coming LGBT musicians, what would that be?
Well, from my own experience, and I hope I don't get myself in trouble with this one, As the LGBT community has become established and kind of become an establishment, for young musical artists, I noticed that there was always a lot of pressure on them from, like, the gay media to be very, very out, more than anything else, with their lyrics or with their career, to be very, very out. And sometimes I felt that the intellectuals and the media in the LGBT arts community was leading the musicians, when actually I think it should be the other way around. And I think that regardless of whether your lyrics are out or not, or whether you don't even have lyrics, you just want to play music, go ahead and do that, and everything else will fall into place. And don't feel that you have to push a kind of a politically out agenda just for the sake of being politically correct. By all means, do it if you feel it, if it's your thing. But just say what's in your heart and let everything else follow you. And again, this is along the lines of like how I remember like what the Beatles were like. Nobody told them what lyrics to do. They led the way, and they actually changed the world.
Right on. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on and doing the interview with me on Outbeat Music, and I'd like to wish you so much success. You're very very wonderful person.
Thank you.
Comes across, you know, very much so over
You've
the
You've always
air.
Been one of my favorites. We've had this bi-coastal silent relationship for several years now, ever since I featured you on Gay Guitarists.
Yes, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, I'd like to, that's a good plug for that. So I hope other people will go there as well and check out Gay Guitarists.
Great.
And I'm going to play another song of yours off of the Rock Widow CD, The Courtship of Europa. And thank you, Robert, and many blessings to you and much success.
Same to you. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Silent friend in other lies. I can see through myself and I can see who I am. My memories, they just don't betray who I think I am. Snapshots of my soul, you'll never know. Feelings of madness you can't control. There's a place I can go where only I have the key. Be anything that you want. There's no one else that can see. My silent friend, my silent friend, my silent friend, my silent friend. You never ever question me, no. I don't know why, 'cause I think I've got your right just so right. You never ever threaten me, no. My hidden light, 'cause I've got a right. World's life, ego the killer, a living lie. Get over feelings of guilt, 'cause you can change what you say. Now there's still time to move on, you know it's better this way. My silent friend, my silent friend, my silent friend, my silent friend. Until the end, my silent friend. Silent friend, my silent friend. Oh, you never ever question me, no. I don't know why, 'cause I think I've got your right to survive. You never ever threaten me, no. My hidden mind, 'cause I got a right to my life. Thank you.
Are you a writer, poet, or musician? Let the world hear your voice on a special Outbeat Youth Talent Show broadcasting live here on KRCB Radio the last Sunday of May 2011. Read your poetry, short essay, or perform your music. Let Sonoma County and the rest of the world hear what you've got to say. We're looking for LGBT youth under 25 years of age to feature on this show. To sign up or get more information, go to outbeatyouth.com and click on Talent Show at the top of the page.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side. Next month, I will be featuring an interview live with Stephanie Teal in studio, surfer and musician-songwriter. So I hope you'll tune in for that. That's April 10th. And I hope you enjoyed the interview this evening with Robert Urban, straight out of New York City. And, you know, I hope you're all just enjoying the beginnings of spring and all these fabulous showers that we're having, and that you're holding in your heart for all the people who are suffering over in Japan, because, you know, they could really use our energy. So do remember that you are listening to...
This is Robert Urban, and you're listening to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side, on KRCB FM 91.1, krcb.org. In Sonoma County...